Helicopter tours over Hawaii Island offer an experience visitors will never forget, including an aerial view of an active volcano. Tourists from around the world have fueled a growing helicopter tour business there, but local residents in the flight path of those tours say the noise starts early and lasts all day, making life miserable in an area that was once a quiet retreat. Bob Ernst is a farmer and rancher in Mountain View and a founding board member of the Hawaii Island Coalition Malama Pono, which is suing the Federal Aviation Administration, asking it to step in and set boundaries on the flyovers. He's on the phone with us now. Hi, Bob. Thanks for talking with us.
Well, thank you, Chris. Appreciate being here.
I'm guessing that you moved to Mountain View for some peace and quiet. Am I right?
Well, if you can picture living in the middle of a 25-acre ranch,
yeah,
and it's deadly silent. You don't hear a thing. I mean, once in a while, the cows might moo. But there's beautiful blue sky, beautiful white fluffy clouds, and just all the peace you'd expect on a rural secluded ranch on Hawaii Island.
And what could go wrong, right?
Well, you're enjoying this quiet whether I'm out working the fields, the fence line, the water lines, checking the cows, or trying to have my breakfast, lunch, and evening time with my wife, and all of a sudden comes whopping through and happens probably, you know, on average 85 times a day, and it just destroys our quality of life, and it's totally unnecessary.
More than 80, I mean, you've obviously documented this at some point, more than 80 separate flights in a single area?
Well, what we have is the official count. Congress in 2012 required the operators that enter the park, any park in the nation, to document that with the number of entries they make. And they do pay an entry fee also.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an official FAA National Park Service number. And for this year, it's the highest it's ever been on the island. It's over 15,500 entries a year. So you divide that out by 365,
yeah,
and you take an average, that's what it comes out to. So it's not we're not making up the numbers. I'm not sitting here counting them. I've tried to do that, but I just get so angry as I stop.
Sounds like you don't have to, Bob. But
no.
Well, so what you've got is nonstop noise, and so where's the legal regulation here? What are the limits that are set?
The FAA has a solution, an island solution, and they've used it on the second largest island in the United States. It's the largest island in the continent of the United States. Hawaii Island is the largest island in the United States, and they've implemented for the sole purpose of removing helicopter noise from that island. That island happens to be Long Island, New York. and there's 7.5 million people that live on Long Island, New York. And right when I got out of college, I got a job in Manhattan. I worked on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan.
Right.
So I lived on Long Island. And Long Island is a noisy place. I mean, there's 7.5 million people there with a railroad and
expressway. Yeah.
They call the Long Island Expressway the largest parking lot in the world.
Yeah.
Because it's actually worse, I think, than the H1 and the H2. So it's a noisy, noisy place, but the FAA, at the urging of the congressional delegation to New York, implemented this 14 CFR Part 93. And we have radar shots from Long Island for the busiest day of the year, which is July 4th, 2016. No helicopters are flying over Long Island. And so we say, if they can do it for noisy Long Island, they need to do it for rural Hawaii Island, because Hawaii Island has less than 190,000 people living on it. And it's a very rural island, a very quiet island. So it needs and deserves this rule more than Long Island does.
Bob, do you have a suspicion that all those wealthy New Yorkers might have a little more political influence than you folks do?
Well, you know, out at the east end of Long Island, it's a beautiful spot. It's like Cape Cod.
Yeah, I know it well.
One of the most beautiful spots on the east coast of the United States. And probably the top 0.1% have their homes out there. And they're probably the ones that utilize the helicopters, come to think of it, because they fly, they commute. This only happens in the summertime, by the way.
Yeah.
On Hawaii Island, it happens year-round, every day of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
But Long Island's mostly summertime. Those wealthy people are flying from Manhattan, Kennedy, LaGuardia, Newark airports, in helicopters, in either private or in commuting helicopters, and they fly out to their wonderful estates out there in Long Island. No, we think we the people. We the people have a voice, and we're exercising that voice here on Hawaii Island. And we've asked our congressional delegation, that's Senator Schatz and Senator Hirano, Representative Garbutt, and Representative Hanabusa, that's our congressional delegation, and they're the ones that oversee the FAA, and we've asked them, an email went out this morning, we said, meet with the FAA Administrator Huerta, because he signed the Long Island rule. He signed Rule 14 CFR Part 93.
So, Bob, let me just interrupt you real quick. So this would be done as a rule. This is not what you're saying. A law needs to be passed by local government. This is an FAA regulation. This pertains
to every. No legislation is needed. No funding is needed. All we need is the FAA to act. And HICOP, the organization that I'm with, HICOP has actually written the appendix. It's called Appendix HI for Appendix Hawaii Island. We've written the appendix to 14 CFR Part 93 to implement the rule on Hawaii Island. Because we kept waiting and waiting. We said, well, we'll just go ahead and do it ourselves. So our congressional delegation has this available to them now. They just need to act on it.
It's a matter of making a request to the FAA. They change a rule, and you've got some regulation. What kind of regulation?
And serenity returns to Hawaii Island without the impacts of tour helicopter noise.
Well,
just
Bob,
to mention, Chris, 100% of our county council, that's 9 members on the Hawaii Island County Council, 100% of them have written advocacy letters to Codell to do this. And you can see that on our website. Anybody wants to go on our website, HICOP.org, that's HICOP.org.
Well, Bob, let me just ask you, what is it that are you looking to ban these completely? You're going to get some pushback on that for sure. But what would be some sort of middle ground? What would be an acceptable regulation from you folks' point of view?
Say again?
To
a certain amount. They've cut them back at 50%. We're not advocating for that. We've met with them, and we said, guys, why don't you voluntarily fly the most beautiful coast in the world, the best weather on the island, and stop the complaints so you stay in business, not like New York City, where they've cut it 50% and threatened to cut it out completely if 50% doesn't stop the complaints.
So, Bob, you mean change the route that they're
that's
flying?
That's exactly what the FAA did on Long Island. The FAA is the only entity that can control air routes, okay?
So
they have full authority and responsibility to implement these change in the air routes. And as I said, they did it on Long Island. They can do it here.
Bob, you could live with a different – you could live with the same amount of flights?
We will never hear them again, no matter what the flights are, because they'll be flying from Hilo Airport, Kona Airport, out 1 mile offshore to the offshore route, and they'll be offshore. We'll never hear them again. They continue their business, and I would say
they still,
instead of flying over our mildewed rooftops, they're flying on the most beautiful coast in the world.
Well, so why do they? I mean, to see the volcano, right? Is it the only path to the
Long Island?
Bob, I need to interrupt. We're talking over each other. I need to ask and answer, right? Let's get a rhythm here.
Okay.
You want a change in the route, but you're saying it would be acceptable to you to have the same amount of flights if they just went in a different path to Kilauea Volcano?
That's correct as far as HICOP's concerned, because it eliminates the impact.
So why isn't it happening?
Okay. The FAA said in a very short sentence, the reason they fought the Long Island rule was on principle only. In other words, we are the cowboys of the skies. You're not going to tell us where to fly. But the court upheld them. The second highest court in the land, where it was litigated, upheld the FAA 100%. They said the FAA has not only the authority, but they've got the responsibility to do this. And that is the law of the land. That rule, FAA 14 CFR Part 93, is the law of the land. So we're just saying it's good for Long Island. Put it on Hawaii Island, too.
Bob, we're going to want to. I wish we'd heard from the other side on this, but we're going to keep trying that, and we're going to stay with this story. I'd really like to find out more about where this is going to go. Thanks very much for talking with us,
Chris. Thank you. Call anytime.
All right, Bob Ernst is a farmer rancher in Mountain View and a founding board member of the Hawaii Island Coalition Malama Pono, which is suing the Federal Aviation Administration. The FAA has declined our request for an interview. We also have reached out to Big Island Volcanoes Tour and Paradise Helicopters Hawaii, who have not so far responded to our requests.